This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. 225 miles north of New Orleans, workers are recreating a piece of that city. And no, it's not a new French Quarter theme park. There are no rides or Cajun restaurants. This is all for scientific research. Joining me now to talk about this is Ira Flatow. He's host of Science Friday and a regular Thursday guest here on Day to Day. Hello, Ira.
Hi there. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So what exactly is this project and who's in charge?
Well, yeah, you know, it's not really the city. It's a city in miniature, and if there are any restaurants in there, they're made out of tiny pieces of plastic. It's actually a miniature part of New Orleans near Lake Pontchartrain. It's 13,000 square feet inside this big building, which makes it about 1/50th scale, and it's part of the city along the lake that is being recreated by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in tiny little bits.
And why are they doing this?
Well, this is not just a cheap tinker toy. This model is going to serve for real usage. First, it's going to cost about $325,000, and it's one element of a big project, a $20 million project to study the effects of the Hurricane Katrina on the city. This will study the northern part of the hurricane coming in from Lake Pontchartrain. There are other parts that will study this, you know, coming in from the Gulf, and sooner or later they'll combine the whole thing and get a big picture of what happened.
Well, it's interesting that they are using a scale model to do this. I mean, one would think that they could use computers or look at what happened. But so what do they hope to gain from this research?
Well, they want to focus in on that part of where Katrina slammed into the city, right there in Lake Pontchartrain. Why the 17th Street Canal and the levee there did not hold up, and why it flooded the Lakeview neighborhood. And this is what scientists and engineers do first. They seek to make a model. It can be made a model of the universe. It can be made a model of DNA or a model of a whole city like this one is. And sometimes they can make the model exist in the silicon of a computer. So you've got a computer model. And other times they actually use real silicon and sand, which they're doing it in this case, like a giant hands-on model. And then once you have the model, what do you do with it? You try to test it to see how well it stands up and compares to real-life situation. You may tinker with it. You may try to explode it, blow it up, whatever, depending on what you want to do with it. And in this case, they're going to send waves coming in off the shore, you know, lapping in off of Lake Pontchartrain, and they want to try to understand why the flood protection built by the Army Corps of Engineers did not hold up. But, of course, this test is not without controversy.
And what is the controversy?
Well, of course, the issue is, the skeptics say, that if the Corps built the levees, how can you let them test it? Right? The Corps will certainly publish a report, say the skeptics, that absolves it of any fault in the Katrina disaster. On the other hand, the Corps has hired two independent outside engineering groups that will review the Corps' conclusions, and they are very prestigious. They're free to judge the merits of the project, and this project will be watched closely by all sides of the issue.
Since this is something that has already happened and has been very well documented, why does the Army Corps of Engineers need to go to the trouble and expense of building a scale model? Why can't they just review the tapes, review the documents, and see what went wrong that way?
Well, that's interesting that you ask that, because that's what's being done in the southern part of the city. In other words, this is a model for the north, what's happened in the lake. What they're doing in the south is they are actually using computer models. They're using data collected by the Weather Service during the storm to try to understand the surge, try to understand the wave heights. And they're going to create a computer model, as opposed to the scale model of a city, for the storm as it came up from the south in the Gulf of Mexico, and see if they can recreate the exact conditions. Sometimes it actually takes splashing the water onto the model itself to see how it might react.
Ira Flatow is host of Science Friday and a regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Thank you, Ira.
You're welcome.